This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning to Washington after 2 days of talks with Turkish and Saudi officials about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkey believes he was murdered after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. Investigators searched the consulate for a second time overnight. Returning to the U.S. to brief President Donald Trump, Pompeo said it's reasonable to give the Saudis time to complete their investigation.
They want to complete their investigation, and then they will have a process. I'm sure they will have their own prosecutors looking at this as well. So we're going to give them the space to complete their investigations of this incident. And when they issue their reports, we'll form our judgment about the thoroughness, depth, and the decisions they make about accountability connected to that.
Mr. Trump insists he's not giving cover to the Saudis, but wants to find out what happened.
With that being said, Saudi Arabia has been a very important ally of ours in the Middle East. We are stopping Iran. We're not trying to stop. We're stopping Iran. We went a big step where we took away that ridiculous deal that was made by the previous administration. The Iran deal, which was $150 billion or $1.8 billion in cash. What was that all about? And they are an ally.
The Saudis have denied Khashoggi was murdered. U.S. media outlets report Riyadh will acknowledge he was killed in a botched interrogation. The World Health Organization has warned the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo could worsen, but stopped short of declaring a public health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, WHO Director General, said his agency is taking the matter seriously.
We still have more than 250 people working in DRC to bring this outbreak to an end, and we will be vigilant and strengthen our response.
There have been over 200 confirmed cases of the deadly virus and 139 fatalities. This is VOA News. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffries said some, not all, militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to have left with their heavy weapons by Monday. He described the 7-year civil war now as frozen. Meantime, long-serving U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura announced that for personal reasons, he's stepping down from his post by the end of November.
My intention, and as per the Secretary General's instructions, is to dedicate this crucial last month to actively verify once for all the feasibility of the implementation of a credible and inclusive constitutional committee.
A third of that committee is to be chosen by Damascus, a third by the opposition, another third by the UN. But the Syrian government has raised questions over the composition of the UN portion. De Mistura hopes the panel will convene by next month. In the annexed Russian territory of Crimea, 19 people were killed, dozens wounded Wednesday, when a college student opened fire at a school in the city of Kerch before killing himself. This local resident called it a nightmare, never thinking such a thing could happen in Kerch. Investigators still don't have a motive for the mass shooting. Terrorism appears to have been ruled out. Crimea annexed by Russia from Ukraine in 2014. Women of reproductive age have been barred from a Hindu temple in India despite a Supreme Court ruling last month which declared the centuries-old ban illegal. Police in Kerala State chased stone-throwing protesters trying to keep women from entering the Sabarimala temple. The state's communist government has vowed to uphold the court ruling and imposed emergency law. More protests reported on Thursday. A Vietnamese blogger known simply as Mother Mushroom has been released from prison, left Vietnam, and has arrived in the United States. She was serving a 10-year term for anti-state propaganda. The news came as U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis briefly toured Vietnam. The Trump administration has decided not to brand China a currency manipulator, but is monitoring Beijing for engaging in what it calls practices suspected of aggravating the worsening trade imbalance. On Wall Street, major indices retreated in Wednesday trading, investors expressing concern over notes from the most recent U.S. central bank meeting, which suggest broad agreement on raising borrowing costs further. The benchmark Dow Jones losing more than 90 points to 25,706. The Federal Reserve's sentiment about a key interest rate, which has been raised 3 times this year, has prompted President Trump to label the bank his biggest threat. Meanwhile, U.S. home construction fell more than 5% in September, following 2 hurricanes and rising interest rates. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.